Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark. 3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
Get me a couple of baby Guinnesses.
Cheers. I'll fetch them over.
Evening, boys.
Evening.
Have you just farted, Mark?
Yeah.
That stinks.
Sorry.
Evening.
That's a... eye opener, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
It's a night of water, isn't
it? What a way to start an episode. Oh, what's that smell? Either that or Sally just opened some out of date pork pie.
How are we all?
Good,
all
right, yeah.
Are you
good?
All right.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm really annoyed.
Oh, I can actually tell a little bit.
Do you know
really?
What?
Even your beard's gone grey.
Yeah. Okay. I know that I know everyone around the table now is going to be like, yeah, we know it is what it is. But there's just a certain line, right?
Yeah.
Car insurance.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know. Move on.
Right. No, but I've just bought a new car, right? Well, Daisy's bought a new car, right?
Right, okay.
So
okay.
She's been driving a BMW 4 Series M Sport. Lovely car, 2 litre.
You know, you're flexing your biceps as you're saying all this.
No.
Leather interior, heated seats.
Even came with the optional indicators. But
valet service.
Yeah, but her insurance was around about £117 a month already.
Right.
Now, bear in mind, she's been driving for 16 years.
Right, okay.
But she's knackered, isn't she?
That's a lot of money.
I know, right? But 16 years and no claims. Never any claims, completely clean licence, and she was paying £117 a month.
Wow.
That right? Seems a lot of money.
Yeah. It does.
All right. So we went and got a different car because I need my Beamer back.
Yeah.
Now I'm working again.
How does she like a Fiat 500?
Yeah. So we went out and we've bought a Discovery, Land Rover Discovery. Okay.
Lovely.
But it's 8 years old.
Yeah.
All right. Thought we got a bit of a deal. 55,000 miles on clock is, you know, it's all right.
Yeah.
But still, it's worth, the car's worth less than the Beamer.
Yeah.
It's not a BMW. It's not an M Sport and, you know, all that bag of mashings.
Yeah.
It's still just a 2 litre engine car. It's a year older than the BMW.
What colour is it, though?
White.
Ah, that's why.
White.
Okay.
I mean, it's even got an airbag on the bonnet, in case you run somebody over, to protect the
windscreen.
Pedestrian or the windscreen. Yeah, absolutely. Right. So she's gone to swap her insurance over today. So she's paying £117 a month, £285 a month a quarter.
What?
You know what they call that, don't you?
That is a
robbery.
Lot of money.
Daylight robbery. Well, there is that, and poor research.
Well, yeah. All right. You'd have to have some good. No matter what car I picked, Mark could find something wrong with it. But
I've not found anything wrong with it. You have.
I spent 3 weeks researching.
I will say it is a Range Rover. Like
Land Rover.
At Land Rover.
Yeah.
That is made by Range Rover, though, isn't it?
No, Land Rover. Range Rover is a model of Land Rover.
Right. Yeah.
It's a Land Rover Discovery.
Right. But ultimately, they all fall under that bracket of. It's almost like they're renowned for having high insurance. I always thought they were quite renowned for having high insurance.
I think it's because they get targeted for braking.
Yes.
People like nick the front ends and stuff, don't they, and the lights and stuff.
And do you know what? I absolutely get it. But when you're already paying £117 a month for already a car that is quite...
Premium, and
people would like to steal it or whatever, or a car that you could necessarily drive fast in or whatever it is, you know, would I have minded if it had gone up to 120 or 125 because, you know, but £285?
Can I ask?
A month.
Is this with their current provider?
Yes.
So when you go on Compare the Market, there are other people out there.
Yeah.
It's likely to,
this is not the BBC,
to be cheaper.
Yeah.
It is likely to be cheaper.
Absolutely.
It?
But then to do that, they want £60 for her to cancel a policy.
Right.
And bear in mind then, if we go with somebody else, we've got then another deposit to pay for new insurance.
You pay deposits
for
insurance?
Well, we don't pay for a full year for insurance. Okay. So we pay monthly as paupers. But the
BMW
well,
in Discord.
When you're paying that, well, when you're paying that much years a month, old, when you're paying that much a month, you can't really pay up front, can you? It's a lot of money. I mean, what are you talking about? $3,000 or something?
Absolutely.
I just
had to get it off my chest. I know that we're all sat around the table kind of going, well, that's insurance for you. But where's the line?
I know.
Yeah. We're talking about, you know, somebody that's been driving for 16 years, no claims.
She's been driving since she was 12.
The thing is, we car insurance just generally, though, because we all get as renewal quotes, don't we? Mm. And then you phone them up and they'll go, oh, yeah, we can knock 100 quid off or whatever. Well, why don't you quote me that price to begin with?
Yeah,
I mean, it is. I just don't understand.
Legalized theft insurance.
It is. It's just so weird. Yeah. They'll go.
And you imagine if anything happens, and you try and get any money back out of them, you've no chance.
You know, they'll go off phone and come back and go, oh yeah, we can do this for you today. Yeah. Or they can, although you ring another company, or if you go online, all these different quotes. I mean, you can get some companies quoting you $10,000 and another company quoting $300, and you're like.
And that's what I don't get.
The same car, it's the same person.
Yeah. But, and that's what I don't get. When you ring them up and say, I want to leave. Oh, is there a reason why? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. We'll offer you this. And you're like, yeah, but you are still 100-odd pounds more than the other one. Why can't they at that point, like, speak to a boss and go, look, they're going to go somewhere else. Do we just not rather keep them and...
Because they don't care, Rob. They don't care.
They don't really care.
Back in the day, there was only obviously so many insurance companies and everybody was looking for people's business. Now, there's that many customers and there's that many people swapping and changing every year. Mm. They don't care. You leave, they'll replace you. They'll replace you within seconds.
Yeah.
Mm. Probably with someone paying a higher premium. They just don't care.
And because they don't care, I'm not loyal to any insurance company. I literally swap insurance company every single year.
You're supposed to, because there is no loyalty. I'm continually
bouncing around them all because they don't care, so why should I care?
And then they sit there and they go, you know, they wonder why people are driving around with no insurance. Yeah. Anyway, got it off my chest. I'm really sorry. Thanks for listening.
Do you feel better for it?
Yes. Anyone want to buy a Discovery?
No, insurance is to buy for it.
It's a lovely car.
Yeah, I bet it is. Has she got it yet?
Yes, got it. Mark's already drove it. I haven't, but Mark's already drove it.
I haven't.
Other one.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I've drove it.
I ain't drove it yet, but Mark has.
Well, when you have, I want to drive.
So Mark's been to your new hotel. He's drove your new car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've not even seen you.
Well, there you go. Some people put more effort in than others.
You see how comfy his bed is.
Anyway, a listener has sent us in something to try.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, so it's food.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Right.
Do we know the listener's name?
Yeah. Well, it's my mum.
Oh, thanks, mum.
So,
lovely.
Yes, it's my mum that sent this. And for once, a listener sent us something nice to try.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, I think it's nice anyway.
How long do you need to cook it?
It's not cooking. It's not cooking.
All right, okay.
Okay, I'll hand it out.
Oh, okay.
So, a piece for you.
Oh, okay.
And a piece.
It's like being on Oliver Twist.
Now, I think.
Thank you.
I think Rob will have had this before.
Well, it looks like flapjack.
It looks a bit like Kendall. It looks like
caramel.
Yeah, like. What do you call it? Not Kendall mint cake.
It's got a funny smell.
Yeah, that's like fudge.
Fudge, sorry, not caramel.
Can we take a bite?
Go for it. It's.
I have had this before.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were.
I have actually.
Is it fudge?
It's like a fudge, isn't it?
Tablet.
It's really nice.
What are you showing us?
So it's all the way from Bonnie, Scotland.
Yeah.
Oh, it's shortbread.
No.
It has got a bit of a taste to that, though, hasn't it?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Scottish tablet.
I said tablet, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Scottish tablet.
This is lovely.
Yeah.
So it's Stuart's.
Thank you, Kirk's mum.
It's lovely, that.
I have had it quite a few times.
I thought you would have.
Put it in, I'm thinking,
tablet, that.
Caramel.
Now then.
But very Moorish.
Yeah. Hence why there's only four pieces left in box, because Kirk's had all the rest of it. Lovely that.
Have we got a box each?
No. You can file your complaint with
your mum.
My mum.
It's a dentist nightmare. Pure sugar.
Lovely that, Sharon. Thank you very much.
Yes.
So, and
was there only one piece each? Or?
There's the full pack there.
Oh, he's not eating them all.
Excellent.
Here we go. We'll be bouncing off ceiling in a minute.
But yes, thank you. And if any other listener wants to get us to try something, you don't have to send it us. You don't have to drop it in. You can just tell us.
I mean, I prefer him send it, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But yeah. But if we can find it and locate it, we like trying stuff, don't we? We like trying new stuff. So yeah.
Lovely that.
What do you think to it, Mark? Because I know you can be a bit funny about what you put in your mouth.
Lovely. It's like I said, it tastes like shortbread to me.
Yeah.
For shortbread type.
Yeah, it's
lovely.
Taste for it.
I love shortbread.
Only it's sugar and not biscuit.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, there you go.
Something nice for a change.
Thanks,
thank you.
So,
you're still eating, aren't you?
I am. I need to finish it before I carry on. But I've got something that I need to ask you.
Go on.
It's a bit random. Mm-hmm. But imagine it's Tuesday and you've got an event on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
When is that event?
The day after tomorrow.
Thursday. Right. Do you mean whether it's this Thursday or next Thursday?
Yes.
It's this Thursday. Next Thursday is the week after.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
If it's Friday, the event's on Thursday, when is it?
Yesterday.
It's next Thursday.
Hang on, it's next Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's in the next week.
It's the next week.
Hang on, say that again. So what day is it today?
It's now Friday.
Friday, yeah.
And the event's...
On Thursday, the following Thursday.
Right.
When is it?
Next Thursday.
What
is this event? Is it a salad cream convention?
Quite possibly, yeah. Well, I'm glad you agree, because that's how I take it.
Some people think
I don't necessarily
agree,
though, I've not had a chance to answer yet.
Well, go on then. So it's Friday.
Yeah.
And it's the following Thursday.
To be honest, I think if it's the coming Thursday, the coming day that's the only one that's next to come,
yeah,
it's just the day, I think.
Yeah, but it's so you just got.
You've got an event on
it's
Thursday.
It's on Thursday.
Yeah, because that's when it is. It's just Thursday.
But if somebody said to you,
if somebody said to me next Thursday on a Friday,
yeah,
I'd be saying, well, is that next Thursday or the Thursday after?
Would you?
That would be my first thing.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't. I'd instantly think to myself, it's next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
If somebody said next week, because we're in this week, it's just next week. But if somebody says Thursday. And it's Friday, but it's got to be the coming Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. And don't get me wrong, that Friday is a bit missing. But for me, if you're in the week of when that day is, it's this Thursday. It's this Wednesday. It's this whatever. If it's in the following week, it's next Thursday.
Whereas I know what you're getting at, Rob, because some people don't know this.
Gemma.
If you're on a Tuesday. If you're on Tuesday and the event's on Thursday, they would say next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
And then their argument is, well, that's because it's the next Thursday coming up.
Yeah. Mm. And we have so many, not arguments, but...
It sounds like this podcast could be the end of you, Rob. You will, well, next Thursday.
No, that's why he's so happy that other people have stuck up for him.
I mean, there's going to be a time when I'll say it and you'll agree with Gemma, but I honestly half expected one of you, if not all of you, to maybe go... No, you're wrong. But I just wanted to put it out there because it was frustrating me thinking...
We'll come to record this one day and we'll be like, where's Rob? And then we'll go round to his house and it'll be buried in garden. And he'll say, buried here last Thursday.
I thought you were going to say, where's Rob? Ah, he thought it were next Friday.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with you, Rob. Yeah, well, I have heard other people that were like, well, no, it's the next one.
And I'm
like,
and I'm sure there's people sat in the cars or listening on the headphones that's going, nope, it's not. It's next Thursday.
I have got a bit of a random question. Mm-hmm. And it's something that was bothering me about a week ago. And I only noticed it today that it's not bothering me anymore. You know, your wisdom teeth, they just appear, don't they? Mm-hmm. And then they disappear again.
Do they?
Do they?
Well, I think they do, don't they?
No, I don't think they do.
They don't disappear.
Don't they go back in?
Because Gemma's a dentist.
I'm not a dentist.
So, but your wife is. Perhaps.
Oh, yeah,
the
no,
reason,
but...
The reason I say this is that I go through periods where sometimes,
you get a bit of pain.
Once or twice a year. That's how infrequent it is.
You have wisdom.
Yeah. No, it's less frequent than
I thought
that.
You were going to say
that's
that.
once every 10 years, that, when somebody gives me some wisdom to pass on. But no, I'll be eating and I'll bite the inside of my mouth and I'll go, ooh, and I'll go, and I'll put my, like you do, you put your finger into the back of your mouth and you go, yeah, that's, and then your wisdom tooth's there and you go, ah.
No.
And then literally, a couple of weeks later, you'll be biting your mouth every day. Every time you have something to eat, you'll be like, ah, that's sore, that's, and then it just stops.
Is that not an ulcer that you've
got? I think that's more to do with a swollen inside of your cheek.
No, no, no.
No, he says.
No.
No. Well, what, you think he's popped down, you're bitten, and he's popped back in?
I think sometimes my wisdom teeth comes out, and then he goes like, right.
What are you talking
about? I've caused you enough trouble now. I'm going back in for another 6 months.
Are you having a laugh?
I don't think that's
Is that not a thing?
That's not a thing, mate.
Is it really?
Once the tooth is there, it's there.
It's there.
Right. I mean, teeth, I mean, they're tough things, and they grow slow. They don't pop in and out, do they?
They've obviously roots and all sorts. Yeah. I mean, you'd literally... No, I don't think
it's
that's
not
a
like
thing
one of these random flowers that just comes out when it wants and goes back in when it's not.
Well, it might not be sunny, so it's not.
Mark's having steak. I better pop the wisdom out. He'll need this.
Go, go, gadget wisdom too.
Go, go, gadget wisdom too.
I mean, that's
right. Right, all right, okay. So, anyway.
No.
I'm going to stop sitting next to you, Rob. You're rubbing off on me. Yeah.
I'm going to say, you didn't get the same response as Rob's when we were all like, yeah, that's, you're right, Rob. We were going, no, that's
there
not
was
right.
Definitely
so
very little.
It's a figment of my imagination, then, is it?
There was definitely very little wisdom in that question.
Yeah, I mean, we might all learn something.
I know.
This is when
Gemma goes, Mark's right.
Listen, you can inform us next time we meet.
Absolutely will, if she says that.
I've got something to discuss with you. Not such a moan, but a bit of a statement. So,
you know, your hair is not going to grow back.
is it not? No.
No.
I went to the pharmacist the other week picking up a prescription.
Oh, right?
Yeah, it's all cleared up now. And I was thinking, and I just thought how random when they come and bring the prescription to you, and they say, "Oh, what name and address is it?" And obviously, you say your name and your address, and I think that's not very private, is it? And
I've always very random.
Well, I know, but I just think that surely you know pharmacists and doctors. It applies at doctors as well. So, like, if you've ever been to a doctor's, it's really quiet. Mm-hmm. And there's people sat waiting. You go into reception, don't you, or whatever.
Yeah.
And particularly our doctors, it's really open. So you go up and go, I want to make an appointment. And obviously, I'm sat as a patient waiting. Mm. And you can hear everything.
Yeah.
And you
Sandra,
just...
Mark's here from number 72.
He's got that rash again.
I just think...
Have we got any leeches left in that fridge?
Oh, do they work?
No.
But have you ever thought how it's... We're supposed to be living in this private world.
Yeah. I must
but
admit.
But yet doctors and pharmacists are so... And you can hear all these discussions that people have. I mean, I've been stood waiting for this, and you can hear people going, yeah, this and that. You can hear the name, the address, what... And I'm like, this is not right.
I know, I must admit. And I...
Do you know what I'm saying?
I completely agree. And I had it the other week when I went to pick my prescription up. And so you've got the obviously the sales counter that they stand behind. But then there's like another counter behind that counter where all the dispensing stuff is.
Yeah.
And so they stood probably a good 10 or 12 feet away. And they might be, I don't know, three or four people stood at pharmacy. And then pharmacist will shout, what's your address again?
Yeah.
Can you confirm your date of birth? Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. What's your PIN number?
Yeah.
Do you know, and you're like,
that's my
and
point.
You do, don't you? You go, don't mind me, Maureen.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that it's a problem for me and I want to complain and I'm kicking. I don't mean that. It's not.
You've sent an email, haven't you, Mark?
No, I haven't. It don't bother me. I mean, I'm saying my address, I'm saying my date of birth, and I hear other people's ailments and conditions, and I don't go away and do anything with it. But we live
other
in
than
the,
talk about it on a podcast. An international podcast.
Yeah, true. But you just think we live in this world now where everybody's so precious about their information, the data, the personal information. It's all about private.
I work in hotels and we've literally got to, anything to do with people's names, addresses, we've got to have locked systems, we've got to have locked like filing cabinets. We can't leave anything, obviously, lying around or anything like that. But yeah, you're right.
You're not allowed to write things down on paper anymore, are you? Everything's got to be recorded digitally, so it's secure.
But yeah, you go in to doctors and you can hear all this information. Bearing in mind, doctors is pretty, you don't want to be sort of being...
Even like now, it's
real weird.
I can't remember what it was. I was doing something, making some payment online, and they get to the point of payment and she said,
right, I just need to take payment, but I just need to go to a secure line. And sometimes I do half expect, like, I've got my phone open now on keypad, and I genuinely just think they've just got a thing next to the phone, and they just go, right, just to put you on a secure line. Right, we're on a secure line now. And all they've done is you just pressed a little sound effect.
All she's done is shut the window in the office so nobody can hear you.
But actually, what she did was then said, right, so now we're on this particular line. All you need to do now is type your number in. Yeah, so she said, I can't see anything from now on. Yeah. It's all done by this system. And I thought that was very good. I've never had that before.
Yeah.
Because it does, I don't worry about things like that. I'm way too trusting of everyone. I just assume that they're not going to use my details and abuse them, but it, you know.
Well, I'm the same, mate. I mean, I visit all these websites or whatever, and anytime something pops up, you know, yes, allow all cookies. Of course, I want cookies.
Give me more cookies.
You know, but everything. Obviously, the only thing that I'm, you know, if I get a dodgy email that I kind of think, oh yeah, I'm not clicking that link, I'm not that stupid. Do you know what I mean? But literally, you do, don't you? Just go through. Well, I want to see what I want to see, so allow, just let me in. You've no idea what you're agreeing to or anything. No. Anything.
I mean, well, before we move on to that, because I've got something else to talk about. Another thing, because I went to hospital a couple of weeks ago to have some blood taken, and I sort of went into this sort of room. They didn't close the door, but they just like pulled this sort of screen, you know, sort of next to me while they took blood. But of course, everybody in the waiting area can hear a conversation. And you just think, what's the point pulling the screen across? Because everybody can hear. I mean, it's just, they do these sort of pointless things, and I'm like, what's the point of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But talking about data, somewhere else what really baffles me with data, like all the time they say, like, change your passwords, make sure you've got a password with these characters in and stuff. And we do all these things to protect us, passwords and all that stuff. And then, of course, like you said, you get to all these companies. And then there's numerous companies having data breaches all the time. All the time. Well, I mean, there must have been 3 or 4 already this year. Yeah. And you think, well, what's the point of me keeping... You know, you're telling me to keep my password safe. You've lost all my details.
And everybody else's.
You've lost my Bitcoin, my address, my data. What's the bloody point? Yeah.
The one thing that baffles me, I can't remember if it was one of my email accounts or whether it was Facebook or something like that, and I got a notification and said, somebody's tried accessing your account. They've not been successful, but we recommend changing your password. I'm like, oh, hang on a minute. If they've not managed to do it, I don't need to change my password because clearly it's quite good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It worked. The system worked.
Why would I
want to
change it?
The thing is, it's a really good point, though, isn't it? Like, I keep thinking, the more and more we go down this digital age, things like passwords, once upon a time, they were just a way of getting in something and just making sure that no one else got in. But it's getting to the point now where
password one,
there really is that many passwords for that many things, and we're all doing the same thing. I know we're all using the same password for most things.
Yeah.
There's only the odd thing that you go, ooh, yeah, how important is this on the scale? Do I use the generic,
is this?
Or do I need to use something different? Oh no, I'll put an exclamation mark after the normal one. Yeah. You know, it really
and then
is
go
like,
really secure and put 2.
Yeah, and you start to think it's getting mental, this, isn't it? Like, and then you've got, and you might have that. There's one for Apple, isn't there? Is it password one or something, where you have a master password for all your other passwords? Yeah. But then you start thinking
keychain.
Yeah, but
keychain.
No, keychain's the one built into Apple. I mean, there's another one. It's not just Apple.
All right, okay.
It's not just Apple. But then you start thinking, well, if I have one password for that, then eventually I'm going to need another password for the master password for all the passwords. And so where do you stop? And then if there ever comes a point where you go, right then.
You won't guess this password, !
Yeah. When you get to the point where you say, I'm going to have to address the passwords that I've got for everything, and you want to start changing them, I mean, that's going to take you a long time.
Yeah.
If I look through my password list on my phone, it's just...
You've got a password list on your phone?
No, keychain, like Kurt was saying, it automatically saves them, or you can put them in.
Yeah.
And you scroll through it, you're thinking, if I have to change any of these, I'm going to be at this for weeks.
Yeah.
It's mental how many passwords there is for everything, isn't it?
And that's obviously, I know we've discussed it before, but it's one of the main things that I really do love about Apple. And I'm sure other devices do it or whatever. But because they just seamlessly talk to each other, and the fact that you've got the keychain built in and stuff like that, that at least they talk to, you know, like my phone will unlock my watch will unlock my MacBook if I wanted it to. Do you know what I mean? Without having to remember all these all these passwords.
I have to say, I do have a massive problem with keychain though, because recently, every time it comes up with, would you like us to suggest a password? And it automatically generates what looks like it's a 25 key password. Yeah. Right?
NASA launch.
And you go, and it puts it both first and second, so it's there. And you go, do you know what? Yeah, it's pretty important, this. Do it. Save. Right, you come out, you go back in, you log in. All right then. Email address. It must be an email address. Right, I'll put that in. What's your password? I don't know. I thought you knew. And so then you're clicking it, and there's absolutely no option for it. It hasn't saved it. Doesn't keychain doesn't hasn't, and it, I'm not saying it never does anywhere. For me, it hasn't changed it for the last three times I've done it. So now I won't use it anymore.
Just double. Well, I know this might sound dapper. Just double check that you haven't got like a pop-up blocker, because normally what happens is when you save it, a pop-up comes up in your right hand side that says, "Do you want to keychain if you like to remember this or not?"
I've had that before, and I think on some instances it just hasn't done it. So that might be what it is. But
well, I mean, yes, you're right. I mean, I use keychain. Obviously, I've got an iPhone. The only problem with that is I've got then a Windows computer, so then I've got to remember the passwords, because I use my phone and my computer more my computer than my phone. So now I'm then in that, oh my Jesus, what's happening here, Jesus? Yeah. What
oh my Jesus!
Oh my Jesus! It's a huge problem, because I've got like a database of passwords.
I'm going to break into a Sister Act song.
I've got about 70 passwords, so it's a nightmare. I mean, something needs to be done with these passwords. We need a proper system.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Aren't they developing one? I mean, they're doing something.
Well, they're talking about chips, aren't they? And implant chips and stuff like that. Where
sure, they're working on something, aren't
they? Oh, they've only put them into control,
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Apple, though, so the kids went to Meadow Hall the other day, and now you can book an appointment in Apple Shop to trial the Vision Pro?
Yes.
Is it private, or do you have to say your name over the counter?
Yeah. They took your blood group and everything.
Yeah, okay.
So literally, they booked to go in.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you'd like to think that they were like, you know, kids-wise, well, you're not buying one, are you? So what, you know?
Yeah.
I suppose, in all fairness, they asked Mimi, are you buying one, sort of thing? And apparently she's like,
my dad is.
No, I'm 13. but then she did say, but I might ask for it for Christmas, sort of thing. But yeah, they tried it in the Apple shop. And the first thing they said to me the other day was, Dad, you've got to go to Apple Shop and you've got to try the Vision Pro. And Daisy went, no, he doesn't.
Have you seen our insurance bill?
Absolutely, you do not. I've watched enough videos on that product to know that it is incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah. I mean, they don't look incredible, but as in when you're wearing it, you look a right knob. But
I think they look better than most VR stuff.
Yeah, they do look better than most, but by all accounts, the actual headset itself is fantastic.
I said the other day, because I watch a lot of videos of them and stuff like that, and I said I think that's the biggest step forward in technology that I've seen in years.
Yeah,
I agree.
Absolutely, yeah,
is. Definitely.
You know, so
is this thing, is it VR, or is it augmented?
They don't class it as VR, do they?
No, both.
Oh, is it both?
So it is a, they don't, you're right, but it is a VR headset, but because it's got pass-through technology, so in other words, you can see your surroundings.
Oh, okay.
It uses augmented reality. So, like, for instance, you can sit there on your settee or whatever and have your workstations open in front of you, but while you're in your living room.
Right, okay.
You know, and stuff like that.
But then you can change it so you're not in your living room, you're on a beach.
And so you can open documents and stuff in it. So how do you interact with these documents? Do you use your eye movement or something? Or do you just get your PlayStation controller or something?
So it does hand tracking.
Right.
Or you can look at, if you set it up, you just look at something.
Do you need anything in your hands?
No.
No. And it has virtual keyboards.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're just there.
I've done a lot of research.
You know, one of the things that I saw the other day that I thought was brilliant. So, you know, if you've got a MacBook and you're wearing the Vision Pro, you open your MacBook in front of you and just look at your MacBook, and it instantly pairs with your MacBook
and takes all the information
and you can put it in front of you.
So you can walk into an office where somebody else is using a MacBook and then just have all their information?
Well,
if they've got a password.
I don't know to the level of... I don't know to the...
Literally, you just walk into a chemist and go, right, Mark, your date of birth is...
I imagine you're just on your same Apple ID, aren't you? So
I'm guessing so. But I think it's the closest step we've come to, like, Ready Player One.
100%. You know what? As you're mentioning that, I thought of something a while back that I wanted to ask you guys, and it doesn't have to be a long one. It's just, is there any products that are out there that you really want to try that you haven't tried? You know, like you've just said one of them. That's one. But is there anything that you know that's out there and you think I'd love to try that? Be it, you know, no matter how much it is, but you'd love to try it.
And it doesn't matter what it is.
No, no matter what it is, no matter how expensive it is, you just get to try it. You could have it for a day, a week, whatever.
Well, there's two things I'd like to experience. One being a driverless car.
Oh, yeah.
Because that'd be quite weird.
Yes.
And scary at the same time, because obviously it's coming. It'll eventually be a thing.
Well, Amazon have just released the taxes.
It'll all be like that one day.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, they have it in America, of course, and I think there's a taxi service in Arizona
Amazon?
I don't know what company it is, where you can get call these taxis, you get them, and off it takes you. But what I'm saying is, it's not going to be a thing. Is it going to be a? It will be a thing. We all know that.
Yeah.
And second, what I'd like to try is a jetpack.
Wow. Could you imagine him on a jetpack?
I'd be crap at it. I'd crash it. But at least I've tried it. But yeah,
mate,
that's my two payments.
I can't fault you on that one.
I know
that
second
one's a great one.
The only way is
I can't wait to hear what you guys are going to say.
I must admit, I'd not really given it any thought other than asking the question, because I was like, there's so many things out there that I'd love to try that can't afford or whatever.
Yeah, I can't afford them.
I don't think there's a product out there that I go, well, actually, I've never experienced... Well, there will be things, I suppose, but I don't think there's anything out there at the minute where I go, I need to try that because I've never tried it.
Yeah. Jetpack? No?
Well, no.
I mean, imagine how... Just be all everywhere.
I much prefer being alive. I would literally be...
We're talking about someone that breaks a sweeping brush.
Yeah, well,
you don't want to put a jetpack on his back.
Yeah, you remember that film Rocketeer?
Yeah.
Not seen it, but I would know it.
Come into a living room near you, everybody.
Everybody.
Like, straight through your front room window, straight out your kitchen window.
I can tell you one product I don't want to try, and I can't... It actually winds me up that it even exists, that they've created it. Have you heard of The Rabbit?
I think it's
called R1 Rabbit. Have you not seen it? It's literally a little orange.
Has it got batteries in it?
Mark really needs you to finish his sentence.
It has got batteries in it, and I believe it vibrates as well.
Okay. Okay.
It's also got a screen.
Oh.
And it is basically, it is literally an AI assistant.
What system?
An AI assistant.
Oh, sorry.
That's all it is.
Right.
Basically, it's a phone that you can't make calls on, you can't make texts on, you can't send emails, but other than that...
They're for old people, aren't
they? That's it. And they're not cheap. You're talking £1,500 to £2,000.
You're joking, aren't you?
And it is literally...
How much are they?
Between £1,500, round about £1,500, depends on where you live, and they're all different prices. I don't think you can get them in the UK yet. But honestly, it is literally just a square with a screen on it. It's not touch screen.
Like a Tamagotchi?
It's not a touch screen. It has literally one scrolling button that you presses in, and that's it. So you have to scroll through things.
And then what does it do?
And you can talk to it. So literally you could say, draw me a picture of a rabbit. I don't know why I said rabbit. Draw me a picture of a squirrel.
Because that's all ambitious.
Yeah. And it'll draw you a picture of a squirrel. You can hold it. It's got a camera on it, so you can hold the camera up to something and say, "What's this?" And it'll tell you what it is. But it's nothing that you can't do on a phone.
Yeah.
Like everything you can do on it, you can do on a phone. That's it. It's now circling.
What's that?
No, wow. I haven't seen that, Rob.
Never seen that in my life.
It looks like a Raspberry Pi.
It looks like a Nintendo Switch or something.
And it's just got two scroll wheels on it. Well, one's a scroll wheel, the other one's a camera that goes backwards and forwards. Sorry, I have lied. I said lied. I thought it was 1,500. It's not. It's 150. I put an added a zero on.
Oh, so you were saying 150,000 then?
No, it's 150.
Talking about, not necessarily products, but... something that I saw on news the other day was that Amazon have been given the green light for testing these drones, haven't they? Now that, I can't wait to try that.
Really?
Just, well, no. I mean, we get, obviously, in our back garden, Ellen feeds a lot of birds, and I just, I really fear for them, because they're going to be like, flying along, minding their own business, and then they're going to get smacked on Edwin 32-inch TV.
Or just chopped to bits by their propellers.
Obviously, it does say about eight small packages, doesn't it? So, what does that, what's the limit?
Yeah.
What is class as a small package? You know, I know you just made a joke there about a 32-inch TV, but but what? I don't know.
I don't know. I imagine it's got to be stuff like a book.
It'll be low value.
SD cards. Things that are quite light and got to be something like
CD,
that.
CD, DVD. Nobody's buying books.
Other countries though, don't they?
Yeah.
That's, it's already been there for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, they've been running that. I mean, the most recent ones that I've seen, because obviously we have an internal website called Inside Amazon, and you can see all the stuff that's coming up and whatnot. And that was the one that I read the other day, literally about the taxi. It literally taxis staff to work and home. And you can share, because obviously it just pulls up at different people's houses. But the other one is the drones. Mm. And the other one, which has been running for ages, which isn't just Amazon, but that's the hot delivery food service on streets. I can't remember where that is.
They do it in Wakefield.
Did it?
Yeah, I was stood at a sandwich shop, and I videoed it, because we stood there, we were getting butchers in for some lads, and we stood there with one of the other guys, and literally, I turned round, and then there was this little buggy thing just driving down the street, and I was like, "And is it Co-op, I think? I can't remember what company it were. I'm sure it was Co-op.
Oh, so it went to drone, it was a little buggy thing.
On wheels.
On wheels. We're an aerial.
And it stopped to cross road, and it like navigates round things and everything. Absolutely blew my mind.
Well, I've seen them on obviously YouTube and stuff, but I'm like, surely kids are just like so, pick them up and nick them and kick them over and stuff.
They've got alarms and things on them.
Yeah, but if alarm's going off, nobody's going to be.
It's not going down the street, man. Going
I just don't see how that would work. I mean, you've got, you know,
and this password. It only opens it. You get like a code, don't you, to unlock it when it gets to you. So you know that code, so you can't get into.
But what I'm saying is,
somebody else's eggs.
What I'm saying is, society. You know, people. You've got kids, or it might be old people, but smashing bus shelters up and you're doing graffiti on things. So a little robot, it's a novelty thing. They're not going to go and leave that alone. They're going to play with it and kick it over. And
yeah,
I just don't see. I mean, drones is completely different because you know. They can't vandalise drones, but these little books, I just don't see how they would work.
Well, they do work.
Yeah,
I've seen it.
Well, they do work, but
I couldn't remember if they'd been in the UK, but they obviously are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Plus, how are they going to upscale them? Because, I mean,
make them bigger?
I know, but what I'm saying is, if you've got like, if you've like your local corp or whatever, are they sending 50 of them out? You're not going to be able to walk on pavement. You're going to be all over the place. Do you know what I mean?
They can use cycle lanes that nobody else is using.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't get me started.
Absolutely.
But you know what I'm saying? How do they upscale that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, we've only got two. Well, we should have 300, but we can't. Payments, we can't get them all on payment. I just don't know where that would go.
I don't know.
Drones, yeah. But even with drones, to some degree, aren't you supposed to have drones like in line of sight of
only when they're being flown by a pilot.
Yeah.
Right, but autonomous ones can just fly all over.
Yeah.
What if they fall out of the sky and hit you?
I think they've got to be under certain weights and all sorts. I don't know what all the governance is, but there must be plenty.
I'm guessing they've also got insurance.
Given that I have a drone and I paid a fortune for it, probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry, Rob.
Given that I've got a drone and I like to fly it, but I can't really fly it anywhere because the weight of it and all the restrictions, it's just impossible. So there's got to be robust protection.
I've just thought of something else. This is really random. Right.
Okay.
And although it's Disney related, it's not Disney. It's not Disney related in that sense of the word. So there's a case that's in the news at the minute about. Are we continuing out, Mark?
Has he gone to loo?
I don't know. Are we? That's not going to carry on.
He just got up and
it's
went.
It's pointless me telling
the
story.
He must have gone to the toilet.
It's pointless me telling the story. We are being here because he can't. Then
I think it's some you must have said, Mark.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's carry on without him.
Well, if I carry on, he'll not hear the story.
On, he'll be fine. We'll catch him up if we need to.
Okay, so basically this story, I'll try to do it in a nutshell. So a woman...
That is not possible from you, but carry on.
A woman ate in a Disney Springs restaurant.
Yeah.
And she's died.
Right.
And the husband is now, I think Kirk's heard this story.
I've literally read it today.
And the husband's trying to sue, obviously, the restaurant for, about her death. Now, Disney are saying they're getting out of it because he signed up for Disney Plus 2 or 3 years earlier on a free trial. And I'm like, really? Now, I'm a Disney fan, but I'm not so with that story. I'm like, that you can't get your, that's not your get out clause, surely.
Surely to goodness, you can't have a woman that goes into a restaurant, eats food and dies, and then the company say, you're not having any claim because you've got Disney Plus. Listen, has that got to do with it?
I'm on your side, Rob, but that's what they're saying. They're saying that because he, not her, signed up for a free trial on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
In the terms and conditions, there's a section that says,
if you come into our restaurants and eat food and die,
it doesn't say that. It says you relinquish all ever suing us for anything, anywhere, at any time, forever.
And
there's a big pushback on this because Disney's going, well, what's wrong with that? And everybody's going, you can't do that.
I mean, that now makes sense if that's what it says, but obviously that is ludicrous.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
Sounds like a bunch of Mickey Mouse to me.
welcome back, Mark. Yeah, did you go for a poo?
I did. Yes. It was a very quick poo. Yeah.
You didn't miss much.
No. It sounds like it.
There you go.
Intriguing.
Hey, Rob, something I've been meaning to ask you. How's your rehearsals going?
Oh, yes.
Are you going to do buttons?
Not quite. I've not mentioned this, have I?
No.
So,
he's going to do, though, isn't he?
I guess absolutely I am.
Ugly sister.
No. So I'm going back on stage.
Well done, good lad.
I know you boys know this. I'll tell everyone that's listening.
To sweep it.
Knob.
Classic.
I'm going back on stage. It's something I did years ago. I'm playing Mr. Madden's, Paul Madden's, in the musical Nativity. Oh, it's actually Nativity the musical.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, have you seen the film? Yeah, I know you won't.
Love it.
No idea what you're talking about.
So it's the film Nativity.
We will be getting tickets.
Thank you.
Well, your best story all.
Yeah, your best.
It's nearly sold out.
It's nearly sold out.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's based on a film. They've turned it into a musical. I'm playing Paul Madden's, obviously in the hometown of Rotherham in October. So I'm really excited about it. It's a big part. Mm-hmm. I've not been on stage playing a part for 10 years.
Is it 10 years?
West Side Story.
I know West Side Story.
And before
I didn't realise it was 10 years ago.
Before that was another 10 years. Nearly.
Hang on, it weren't 10 years last time I saw you on stage. Are you talking about lead roles? Or just on...
The last time you saw me on stage was West Side Story, 10 years ago.
Wait.
Yeah.
Why am I getting you mixed up with Gemma?
Well, it's easy done.
Gemma's not done many, but...
No, but Gemma... Yeah. Was she in Shrek?
Shrek, yeah.
That's why I'm getting... Because I thought you were Shrek, you see. Okay.
I might look like him, but that's why.
So how are rehearsals going?
Great.
So I know you were a bit nervous about auditioning and everything, weren't you? Because it's been so long.
It's been so long, yeah. And ultimately, the whole process of how it all came about was a little bit... So it's not a very well-known musical. So anybody in the dramatic arts in Rotherham, I think, were a little bit apprehensive about doing it. Some people thought it's a bit of a kids' show, so I'll leave this one out. It's a bit, you know, it's for kids. But it's really not. You know, the whole story has kids in it, but it's not centred around them. So I said, look, if you're struggling, I'll get involved. And I thought, I read the script. That was the initial thing. If you're struggling, I'll read it. I read the script and thought, this is brilliant. Mm. I mean, I like the film. It's even funnier. And I thought, I've got to do this. So yeah, I got involved and got the part.
So where can people get tickets?
Online at if you type in Rotherham Civic Theatre, and then from there just scroll down and you'll see Nativity the Musical. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I'd love your support if you want to come and see it. But yeah, runs for a week.
Brilliant.
I'll keep you informed as to how it's going. But rehearsals so far are going well. I've just got a lot of lines to learn.
Yeah, which I've known you for quite a while, Rob. I mean, we studied drama together. Yeah. And I don't think you'll mind me saying, if it's not one of your strong points of memorising lines,
it's
is it?
It's really not, no. The worst thing is it's not necessarily learning the lines. It's remembering them when you get nervous.
Yeah.
So you remember them and everything's going great, and then you get on stage and your mind just goes, whoop, blank.
Yeah.
And you stood there thinking, oh no. And honestly, this happened when I was working professionally on cruise ships. I had to sing Them Bones. It's a song. Them bones, them bones, them dry bones.
Them bones, them. Yeah. Don't know.
And it goes through autonomy and what do you call it?
Anatomy.
Anatomy, that's the word. You have to go through the anatomy of the body. So it goes, your ankle bone's connected to you.
He's already forgot.
Your next bones.
Well, this was the problem. So although I knew the song and I knew what order it all came in.
Well, you clearly
knew. Numerous occasions, my mind went completely blank. The ankle bone was connected to the neck bone. The neck bone was connected to the shin bone. The shin bone was connected to your elbow bone. Honestly, it happened so many times because I just go blank on stage. So I'm hoping all these years later, that's not going
to
happen.
That's still to this day. If ever, like, you know when we talk about recurring dreams and stuff,
that
if it's a recurring dream that I have every so often, but it's the same dream, is me being on stage in a production, in a show.
Yeah.
But as though I'd never been, like, given a script.
Right.
Yeah. And, like, everybody knows the words around me. Everybody knows what they're doing and stuff like that.
Apart from you.
Apart from me.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happens to me when I am on stage. Yeah.
That sounds like my life. What am I doing here?
Time at the bar, please.
Hey, are you ready for Wheel of Features?
Oh. It'd be rude not to.
Yeah. Why not?
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, it's spinning.
What's it going to be?
Oh, I'm just so excited. Come on.
You're nearly there.
The Wheel of Features.
So obviously we've got to answer the plot puzzle from last week.
Yeah.
So as a reminder, the five words were romance, danger, fame, intense, protection.
Stuart Little.
Yeah, I think I've got this one.
Yeah, I think I've got this one, yeah.
You want to have a guess?
Bodyguard.
Correct.
Yeah.
Is that what you all got?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so The Bodyguard. As a side note, my favourite film of all time.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It is. I'm not going to say it's the best film of all time. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's my favourite film of all time.
I thought Back to the Future was yours.
No, that's mine.
No, it's Rob's.
I know, I knew it was Rob's, but I thought it was yours too.
No, I like Back to the Future, don't get wrong. I think it's
brilliant. What's your favourite film, Mark?
Back to the Future.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's the only one he's ever seen.
Yeah. I've even been to the theatre with Rob to see it in London.
What's your favourite film, Mark?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Stuart Little.
No. I'd say what one of my favourites is, Cool Runnings.
He used to know this word for word.
Word for word.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I knew it word for word, I've
never seen it. I know it's about Jamaican men doing tobogganing somewhere out there.
Can you still do the song?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Some people say, you know, they can't believe Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. Some people say, you know, they can't believe Jamaica, we have a bobsled team. We have the one Derice, the one Junior, Yolanda, Andy Mansanka, the fastest of the fastest of Jamaica sprinters. Respect to the man, you'll bring her.
Brilliant. Well,
that was fantastic. I've never heard that song in my life, but that sounds good.
Well done.
So,
are we ready to spin the wheel?
Get it spun. Yeah.
There we go.
Just hang fire before you spin the wheel. Oh. I made a mistake. It's Irv Blitzer.
What is?
The coach in Cool Runnings. I sang Yul Brynner and it's not. Oh. Respect to the man, Irv Blitzer. And sorry, I had a brain fart, but you know. Like you, Robbie, I'm forgetting the words.
Absolutely, mate.
Yul Brynner.
Shall I spin the wheel?
Yul Brynner.
Spin it.
There we go, then. Ready?
Here we go.
Ooh. What's it going to be?
What's that?
Hey! It's yours, Mark.
Oh, you know what this means? Challenge the chat. You know what this means, don't you? You know that parcel that Seb sent in a few weeks ago?
Oh, I do remember, yes. The boiled
and that
sweet
super
one.
Sour challenge that we didn't open.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh.
Yeah, so that means one of us is doing that.
How are we going to pick?
We're going to have to I've got that randomizer with our names on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me find that.
Oh, no.
Get ready. You've been dying to do this challenge, Rob, and read the instructions.
I'm hoping it's not me, if I'm honest.
I'm hoping it's Mark.
Me?
Yeah.
I hope bloody not.
Do you need to know your colours, or are you okay?
What colour am I?
You're burgundy.
Okay.
Anybody else need to know?
I can see it.
Yeah, I'm colourblind.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Here we go.
Spin it. Oh, no, not me. Not me, 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 not
What's the chances?
Oh, we can all relax.
Yes.
We can all relax.
Thank goodness. Pass me.
You need to open that.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, God.
Get ready for those.
It's one of them sealed things as well.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, open it up.
Right. Got instructions.
So what you got to do?
Right, hold on. It's sticky.
Really sticky.
Right,
that's
okay.
Not the challenge, by the way.
Joe's Super Sour Challenge, the world's sourest challenge.
Oh, no.
Number one, start your engine, add Explorer 1, 15 seconds. Number two, pump it up, add Explorer 2, 15 seconds.
Explorer?
Three, Exploder, sorry. Oh.
And you add them?
Add them. Three, feel the burn. Add Explorer 3.
Explorer again.
Explorer. 20 seconds. And then four, only the strong survive. Add Exploders. All four Exploders, 30 seconds.
So there's four sweeps?
There's four.
So what was the first two, 15 seconds. The third one's 20 seconds. And the last one's 30. Right.
The last one's
so,
the,
right, I can't on, wait for this.
The hottest.
Right, let me get them out. The sweets, that is.
Oh,
I'll do the timer. Do you trust me not to go over?
I don't envy it. Shall I record it?
Yeah, definitely record this.
Right. Okay. Do you guys want to pick the colours? Because there's nothing on there that says colours, so they'll just be all random.
Oh, right. Any then, I guess. If they don't tell you.
So. Yeah, let's go for green.
Countdown.
Green.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Three, two, one.
And
go.
In it goes.
So that's 15 seconds.
15 seconds, yeah.
Get a good suck. What's it taste of? Describe it to us.
It's terrible.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's 12, 13, 14.
Red one
15.
Next.
Next one.
Red.
Explorer two.
Straight in.
Oh.
And what's that like? Is that like bubble gum?
Even more awful. Are you okay, Rob?
Yeah.
Is it, we haven't got a defib.
Is it black currant?
Have you brought your inhaler?
Seven.
Coca-Cola.
9, 30. Next one.
So it's just for 20 seconds.
This one's for 20 seconds.
Careful.
No swearing.
Are you all right, Rob?
What's that one?
Well, I think you're doing all right.
Can you say the alphabet?
Yeah.
7, 8, 9, and that's 50. 30 seconds on this last one.
Go on, Rob. I think you're doing right well.
Are you sweating?
Right well.
How are you doing? Are you sweating?
Are you all right, Rob?
That's awful.
What's your favourite beer?
Oh,
that's good. I reckon he could finish then.
Oh. Yeah. Good.
Oh god. How long's that?
That's 20 seconds. Oh. No, that's actually 30 seconds. Actually, Rob. Well done, mate.
He's nowhere to spit my heart into.
So get your hand.
Oh, brilliant.
Pass him a sick bucket.
Don't let Mark see that. Don't let Mark see that.
Oh, he's going.
He don't like
sick. I hadn't even tried him.
I weren't sick, that was just the juice in my mouth. But I can't bring.
So how was it?
Oh my,
I think you did really well, to be honest.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
well
gosh.
Done, Rob.
Yeah, that is
He can't talk.
Oh god.
Would you like a drink?
It's like everything in my mouth is on fire. And it's not hot. It's sour. I feel like I've got sand in my mouth, and
so
I haven't.
Did it hurt?
It started to get a bit painful. Yeah.
Wow.
It was like burning.
Wow.
Even now, my tongue feels really weird, like I've scratched it with sandpaper.
Wow.
Almost like it's almost so acidic that it's like started to burn away your
I am
tongue.
So glad I didn't get that.
So am I.
Wow. I think you did really well, Rob.
Yeah,
you
did.
I think you did really well.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank
well
you.
Nice one, Seb.
Challenge accepted. Challenge complete.
And if anybody else has got any challenges, doesn't have to be food or drink related. Can be something physical, an activity or whatever.
It doesn't have to be quite as disgraceful as that either.
No. Although they're quite funny for us to watch. We could even pick somebody. You could even put us against each other. Anyway.
The best thing is that, you know, when you've got something sticky on your fingers, you just want to lick your fingers,
don't you?
Absolutely not. Anybody want to try them?
No, thank you.
No, no thanks.
And on that note.
Absolutely.
Nice one, boys.
See you next week.
Bye.
Do you have a dilemma? Maybe a burning question you're longing to be answered? Or you just want to get in touch with us? Why not drop us a voice note or a message over email at inthechat@gmail.com. That's two N's, not one N, because one N, it doesn't matter. inthechat@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.